Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is How to Give Constructive Criticism. Constructive criticism is important to everyone. Constructive criticism, i.e. critical feedback, can be used to continually improve the performance of the team. But giving constructive criticism is a skilled art. Some people cannot give constructive criticism. They make it sound like an insult. And some people cannot take constructive criticism. They mistake criticism for a put-down. If you need training on how to give constructive criticism, then please read on. Everyone needs constructive criticism. We know that criticism is a form of feedback. And we know that feedback is information that relates the results of a particular action to its effects on the progress made towards a goal. We know that feedback comes in two forms, positive and negative. You experience positive feedback in the form of praise and acceptance, and you experience negative feedback in the form of criticism and rejection. Please note the following. 1. Most people love being praised and are motivated by praise and acceptance. And 2. Most people hate being criticized and are demotivated by criticism and rejection. Which presents us with a problem. All actions produce feedback results. Nobody is absolutely perfect, so nobody's actions is absolutely perfect. And therefore, almost all actions are capable of creating negative feedback results. Remember that negative feedback is information that relates the results of a particular action to its effects on the progress made towards the goal. Therefore, you are always open to criticism. Everyone is. You can always improve. You can always be criticized. But most people hate criticism. Most people hate being criticized and are demotivated by the criticism and all forms of negative feedback. Negative feedback is built into the success formula. The success formula is, you recall, a sequence of 5 steps that describes all successful goal-directed action. The 5-step success formula is 1. Purpose 2. Plan 3. Action 4. Feedback, both positive and negative feedback 5. Change. So the success formula requires negative feedback, yet the average person hates criticism. They see criticism as something bad, something to be avoided. And some see criticism as a put-down, an insult, an injustice. Some people just hate being criticized and therefore they expel themselves from the success formula. Here is a rule to remember. Criticism is good. You should welcome it. You should even ask for criticism. If someone criticizes you, then psychologically you might take that criticism in 3 different ways. 1. You could take that criticism as a sign that you are a failure and therefore lose courage and give in. Or 2. You could take that criticism as an insult or a put down and therefore become angry and aggressive or defensive. You could argue with the feedback giver and give him a piece of your mind. 3. You could listen to the criticism and regard it as information that should be analysed. You could analyse the criticism to see if it contains any truth. Any criticism you receive will fall into one of these 3 categories. 1. True and valid. 2. False and invalid. 3. Partially true and valid. So you should listen to any criticism and regard it as information. You should analyze the criticism to see if it is true, partially true, or false. If true or partially true, then you should act on the feedback and correct the error. And you should thank the person for their helpful criticism. For example, imagine someone said to you, "Sometimes you speak to people in ways which are almost bound to trigger a negative emotional response from them. You often swear at people, and you make jokes at their expense. In my opinion, you should not so often swear, and you should stop making others the butt of your jokes. Question. How should you perceive that message? What if you took it as an insult? What if your response was, "Who are you to talk? You've got no right to judge me. I am what I am. I'm not changing for you or anyone else. Anyway, they know that I'm only joking, so mind your own business." Question. What would be the long-term painful consequences that a person would suffer if he or she never accepted any valid and specific negative feedback, but merely argued with it? Answer. Ultimate failure and self-destruction. In addition, what would be the long-term painful consequences that a person would suffer if he or she always perceived specific negative feedback as a sign that they were a failure and that criticism means that you should give up and quit? Answer. Ultimate failure and self-destruction. Question. What would be the long-term pleasurable consequences that a person would enjoy if he or she always perceived valid and specific negative feedback as valuable information upon which they could ponder and use to make the necessary corrective adaptations to their performance? Answer. Ultimate success and the realization of a mature, confident, and thoughtful character. You should welcome criticism. Why? Because criticism is feedback, and feedback is valuable information. Criticism makes you stronger. At this point, you may be thinking, but does it not matter how the criticism is given? Is there not a difference between constructive and destructive criticism? The answer is yes, there is a difference between constructive and destructive criticism. Is there a difference between an insult and a negative feedback message? Well, the answer is yes. What is that difference? To discover that, please read the following list of statements. Which of the following statements do you think are insults and should be regarded as merely a put-down? And which of the following statements do you think are negative feedback messages and should be regarded as valuable information? 1. Whilst you're taking a photograph, someone says, "You're standing too far away from the subject." 2. Whilst taking a photograph, someone says, "You always take crummy photos." 3. "Your shoes are dirty." 4. "You are an idiot." 5. "You keep forgetting to phone me when you said you would." 6. "You pronounced that last word wrong. The stress should have been on the last syllable." 7. "You've put on weight." Assume it's true that you have. 8. "You have an attitude problem." 9. "Sometimes you're a right bitch." 10. "You told Mary that thing I told you in confidence." 11. "You are too late for the beginning of the film. That's 3 times you've done that." 12. "You're lazy." Now the key question is this. What distinguishes all the insult messages from all the feedback messages? Answer. All insult messages are non-specific, vague, subjective, highly emotional, and do not suggest a specific corrective action. Whereas all the feedback messages are the exact opposite. Specific, objective, non-emotional, and do indeed suggest a specific corrective action. Imagine that someone says to you, "Hey, fatty, you're a clown." We can safely characterize that as an insult because it's non-specific, subjective, highly emotional, and does not suggest a specific corrective action. It does not tell you how to be a non-fatty or a non-clown, and therefore its value to you is limited. But on the other hand, if someone says to you, Sometimes you swear at people and you make jokes at their expense. In my opinion, you should not swear so often and stop making others the butt of your jokes. Then, that represents valuable information. It is a feedback statement that is specific, objective, non-emotional, and does suggest a specific corrective action. It is important to distinguish insults from feedback messages and to have a different policy for each. Insult messages are emotionalized and do not suggest a specific corrective action, and critical feedback messages are objective and do indeed suggest a specific corrective action. We should give and accept critical feedback with honesty. And with maturity, we should refrain from giving or accepting blunt insults. Let's put these ideas together and draw some valuable conclusions. 1. You can always improve. 2. You can always be criticized. 3. Most people hate being criticized and are demotivated by criticism. 4. We should learn to love criticism because we recognize that it is feedback information that relates the results of a particular action to its effects on the progress made towards our goals. 5. It is a common error to merely argue with the person giving the feedback message. 6. It is a common error to perceive criticism and rejection as a sign of failure. 7. It is a common error to perceive criticism and rejection as a sign that one should give up and quit. We should welcome criticism because it is feedback. Feedback is valuable information, therefore criticism can make you stronger. 10. Criticism can make you stronger, but only if you analyze it to see if it contains any truth. 11. Any criticism is either true, partially true, or false. 12. If the criticism is true or partially true, then you should act upon the feedback and correct any error that is present in your current performance. 13. And you should thank the person for their helpful criticism. 14. It is important to distinguish insults from feedback. Insult messages are emotionalized and do not suggest a specific corrective action. And critical feedback messages are objective and do indeed suggest a specific corrective action. 15. With growing maturity, train yourself not to give or accept any crude insults. 16. With growing confidence, train yourself to give and accept honest, critical feedback. 17. With growing intelligence, use constructive criticism to continually improve the performance of the people that you work with and, especially, your own performance. Thank you.